And we are back with Fair City Fire. Y'all still doing well between the past minute and a half we had?
Yeah. Some time to self-reflect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you can't see it, but everything just went completely chaotic just now in the studio, actually. Everything's turned upside down, and I don't even know how I was broadcasting right now,
I'm
really.
On the ceiling. Cool. So tell us a little bit about how y'all got started as a band back in 2014.
Yeah.
Right?
So we kind of started out as a backing band for a cover band called Holly and the Hype, and it was really fun. We were playing on 6th Street in Austin quite a bit, and doing a lot of shows downtown, and we kind of all thought, you know, why don't we try our hand at like playing some original rock and roll, and decided to kind of go off and do our own thing. So that's what this is, and we've been doing it ever since. So
nice.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
I dig it. That's awesome. Cool, and so I know y'all have that performance coming up at Cheatham Street Warehouse.
Yeah.
Excited for that?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I've heard nothing but really cool things about that place, so cool. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
That's on the 16th, right?
Yes.
Cool, cool. And you're also performing at Stubbs, if I heard right.
Yeah, this Thursday.
This Thursday, Stubbs in Austin. Have you played there? You've played there before, correct?
We have. I think this will be our fifth time there or so, which is great. It's such a cool place. Have you ever been there?
I grew up in Austin. I mean,
yeah.
That's home for me.
Oh, yeah, that's
awesome.
So
y'all play a lot of the Austin circuit when y'all are playing, I guess?
Yeah.
It varies just as far as whereabouts, but... We recently played Antone's for the first time in August. We put on this concert every year, I guess. It was our second year. Mm-hmm. I say every year like we've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, same what it's called.
I guess we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just have to check it out on the...
You have to do a little bit of investigation.
on our website. Yeah. There's stuff about it on our website.
And that was a lot of fun. And then, it's like Brian was saying, this will be our fifth time at Stubbs, so we're looking forward to that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So where do you see yourself? I know we have that album coming out in the spring.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Right.
Yeah, that's the idea.
We had that new single off it, No Promises.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just came out. Had Attack come out a couple months ago. So, yeah, we've been kind of rolling with a couple singles lately and, you know, leading up to an album in the spring. But it's going to be a little bit of a break before we release that. So we're all looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there anything you can tell us about, like, new sound, or is there anything you're trying with it, or do you want to keep it under wraps to...
The tension building.
We're kind of in the writing process, so it's sort of just like, we'll just sort of see where it takes us, you know? We never really go into it like, hey, let's write a song that sounds like this, you know? It's just kind of like, let's see where we're all at the time and see what sounds we come out with just sort of naturally. And that's kind of what I've always thought is our best front, you know.
It will be different.
Yes,
I can definitely say it will be different from our first album that we had. It won't be The Simple Truth 2. it'll definitely be something else, completely different monster. So I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Cool. When y'all write, what do you, like, do to get your, like, creative juices a-flowing?
I can't say that either.
That?
I can't say that. No, I'm just saying.
No, totally.
No,
kidding.
No,
yeah,
just kidding.
Totally
just kidding.
Kidding.
Usually, before we get planned, we usually play at my house, and so we'll throw on a record and let it play while we kind of set up everything and kind of get some juices flowing, just talking about the week and things going on. And I don't know. And then someone usually brings something weird to the table or else or something different, and we all just kind of take off from there.
I feel like it varies on what we have going on with our schedule. Are we playing three shows coming up fairly soon within the same month? Do we have a long gap? Are we planning a tour? So it kind of allows us, like, knowing where we're at in that part allows us to kind of have a lot of time to write. And like Brian was saying, it just come together and stuff that's usually just works itself out. It's been nice. It's not, I won't say it's always been that way, but seems recently we've been kind of on this groove. Yeah.
Well, it's always been nice, just in different ways.
Yeah,
you know?
Just in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been good, though. I think, you know, now that, like Brett mentioned, we're on one of those sort of, you know, breaks a little bit. So we've got some time, a little extra time to write and, you know, really dig deep and try to come out with some stuff that we really love and hope that other people love, too.
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. As well, we were talking a little bit ago about the re-release of the song Strong as a single for relief efforts for Houston. Is it specifically for Houston? Correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's for the Red Cross disaster relief.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of, you know, I think that sort of covers, like, Southeast Texas in general. So it's, you know... So it's kind of, it's, I don't think it's exclusive for Houston, but definitely, you know, that's kind of how we've been pitching it, is just, you know, for Houston, because Joe's got ties there, you know, mm-hmm. he's grew up there, so, you know, mm-hmm. outside of it.
Yeah,
you should be specific in case your mom's listening.
Yeah. If she's listening, then I'm from Spring, but yeah. Everyone else, Houston, if you don't know where Spring is. But, yeah, luckily, one of the fortunate ones to have everyone come out dry. And the family and stuff like that. And then it was really cool that these guys, no hesitation, they were like, hey, let's put up a song and let's get some donations and let's raise some money for this cause and stuff. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I said this the other day to one of them, but it would be the same for any of their hometowns, Indianapolis, Appalachian. If there was something going on, we'd definitely all be trying to help each other out and stuff. So that's really cool. Thanks, guys.
That's awesome. Cool. So you can... buy that, and 100% goes to Red Cross, correct?
Yeah, 100% of the profits, yep.
Cool. Yep, you can find that on our Bandcamp. Yeah. I'm like, can I can do that, yeah, on our Bandcamp.
Yeah. If you happen to be looking around the internet and you stumble across Bandcamp, that's where you'll find it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put that.
Very nice.
Yeah. Cool, and I think safe. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think we actually have that song to play for y'all.
I know life ain't always fair. Some things just happen the way they're not supposed to. Don't always expect the worst. Just always be prepared. I don't just move on in my own way, and I will fly above the sea and over the sky, 'cause I am strong and I have the strength to carry on.
And we are back. That was the song. So that song was off your first album, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Cool. And that again.
Is that weird?
Sir, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can find that. All the donation is going towards the Red Cross to help out relief from Hurricane Harvey. And I'm going to toss it over to you.
Okie dokie. So I'm like a weird person, and I like weird questions. So y'all ready?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it.
If you could have any pet, like, it could be, like, extinct, it could be a rock, it could be, like, a pillow, I don't care. What pet would you have?
Oh.
Anybody? I've got mine already.
When you said if you can have a pet, what would you? And I immediately thought, like, Potbelly Pig.
Oh, my God. No, I've
I went straight
them.
For
They're
Potbelly.
They're so great. You should get one.
Yeah?
They can use litter boxes. Like, you don't have to worry. It's,
well,
just, it's just an awesome dog.
Oh, awesome. Well, then, yeah. Sweet. That's. I'm one step closer to getting a Potbelly Pig right now. Now
so,
that I know that information.
So I've been spending way too much time watching Game of Thrones lately, and I want a dragon.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely want a dragon, yeah.
Didn't the dragon die?
Don't tell me. I'm not
going to
watch it. My friends, like, scream at me. I'm so sorry. I didn't
that
know.
That should be one of the rules. No spoiling Game of Thrones on the air.
Know,
yeah.
I don't even know anything about Game of Thrones.
She didn't. No, it's not a big deal. Neither do I. You're good. I've only seen two episodes. They're probably, like, the worst ones to see, apparently.
Well, I mean, you know, we could talk about Pete's Dragon, too. That's a cool movie.
Yeah.
That dragon's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's a nicer dragon.
Very nice
on
dragon.
On the spectrum of dragons.
Yeah. Depending on what you're looking for in a dragon, I guess, you know?
Qualities of a dragon.
Yeah. You know.
I've talked about getting a fox in real life.
You should.
To pair up with this, my dog I currently have now down the road. So
well, now Brett's the proud owner of an armadillo.
You have an armadillo?
Accidentally.
Yeah, he's living in my backyard.
Accidentally.
He's living in my backyard.
They're so nice and weird.
They're actually really... pretty quick. I never saw.
They're so fast.
They're usually dead on the side of the road.
Oh.
You know, I've never.
They're pretty
seen
slow out there.
And then so true.
I'm
but they're
moved
quicker in your
this
backyard.
New house, and sure enough.
They get lost really easy though.
Yeah.
Like eyesight's not a thing for them.
Totally.
It's okay. They're trying really hard. They're cute. It's okay.
That takes good care of them.
Oh yeah.
That's good.
Aberdeen. I mean, that's what Sarah
Aberdeen.
And I named
Aberdeen.
Aww.
Aberdeen.
Oh, y'all are adorable.
Yeah.
Like the best way possible. Like, okay.
Of course not. No.
Okay. So like y'all's like fan base has grown like a ton. Do y'all like it better that it's massive or like not like bigger or did you like the intimate like you knew like who was coming to like each of your shows?
I don't know. It's cool. I mean, there's definitely pluses for both of those things, but you know, it's funny. Like you say our crowd's grown. I don't know. It doesn't feel any different, I guess. You know,
really?
It's like a lot of the same people that are still coming out, but like there's just more of them now, I guess, you know, which is nice, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's not, it's better. I would say there's bigger crowds now, I guess. So,
sure. Yeah,
but
it's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always been, I feel it's always been the same for us playing, whether the crowd was huge or small. I don't think it's changed the, you know, the way that we play shows. At all.
That's good.
So right now it's hard to say. Now you put us in front of 10,000, might have a different answer for you.
It's nice. It's nice to see the numbers go up, like from looking at the data and stuff like that. It's nice to sit there and be like, okay, cool. A couple extra this week, a couple extra next week, and then from where it was, you know, a couple years ago or even a couple months ago, I feel like it's nice to see it up a little bit more and be like, okay, cool. We're doing something right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something's working somewhat.
Yeah. I'll definitely say when it's packed out, it's nice. Yeah.
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 The energy of a crowded room is so really cool. You know, it's really cool.
Really,
and when we can use that too to help, like at the last concert we had a nonprofit there, the Sims Foundation, and they were super cool. And so those rising numbers are helping their rising numbers. And so, it's cool to help. To use that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Symbiotic relationship, together, this kind of thing.
Ooh,
there we go,
yeah.
It's nice to have, so it's nice that those numbers will also help other people's numbers, and in turn that helps us too, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Joe's going for that A grade, I think, you know?
He's doing well.
He wants that A+.
so, like, did y'all have any other band names y'all discussed? Or, like was this, like, this is what we need to be, this is what we're going to do?
Naming a band is a terrible process.
Oh, no.
You guys agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, where did it come from, I guess? We're at Fair City Fire.
Well, we were a band for a little while before we even came up with a name, you know, but... it's just one of those things, before you start playing out, you got to call yourself something. So it's like we finally landed on something that, like, none of us hated, which was good enough for us.
Yeah.
And then we kind of grew to, like, really like it, I think, you know. But
I don't even really remember any of the names we were tossing around.
Yeah.
So that's Fair City Fire, to be honest with you.
I have selective memory, too, so... You know, maybe I just don't want to remember them.
But as far as, like, old band names go, you know, Brett's been in a band called Awkward Rocket before.
Which is a great name.
That is amazing.
Before Fair City Fire, there was Stray Eagle. Stray Eagle was another
Awkward Rocket might be on MySpace.
That's not a good name.
So, there you go.
So if anyone ever wants to get back onto MySpace...
If you're cruising around MySpace,
cool.
But it came from a mashup of... Springsteen lyrics, right?
Yeah, I'm a huge Springsteen fan, so kind of what I was doing to kind of get some, just something to influence me to name the band was just reading old Springsteen lyrics, and, you know, he's so descriptive of different things, and, you know, one of my favorite songs of his, Jungle Land, has this line that says, like, this giant Exxon sign brings this Fair City Light, and I was like, Fair City Light would be a cool name. And then I looked it up, and there were, like, a bunch of bands already named that, so we're like, yeah, we can't do that, you know. And then he also says later in the song, Streets on Fire in a Real Death Waltz. So I was like, Streets on Fire is a cool name, and same situation. And I was like, okay, you know, Fair City Light, Streets on Fire, let's mash them together, you know. And so that's kind of where they came from. And Fair City Fire had a nice little ring that... nobody hated, and
nobody else had the name on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, so that helped out too.
MySpace is pending, but
we'll working
we're
on
looking
that.
Into and, it. And FCF
we got our people on that 24/7.
And FCF is just the letters themselves are like a football club from Spain or something like that. But that's about it, you know. That was it.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's an awesome story, man. Okay, I was like a band, so I named my instrument when I was in band.
Nice.
Did you all name your instruments?
No, I never have. Yeah.
I used to do that. I feel like the child in me died at some point, you know?
No,
so I just,
You got to find two names for both of your guitars now.
Yeah. My first, like, really good guitar was named Rosie.
Ooh.
And I still have Rosie. She's beautiful. Still.
What kind of guitar?
It was a Fender Strat, you know.
That's a nice guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Well, I had guitars before that, but that was the first, like, really nice one that I had.
The first one that he named.
That earned a name, you know. It's like, you gotta earn the name.
I feel like I've named everything else, from my car to other things and stuff, but never my instruments for some reason. Which makes me think of other things. Makes my head go off on a tangent, but, like, that I've named other things and not the drums. But, yeah, don't have a name for the drums. Nameless.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
maybe. That?
We had a Mr. Nameless.
Yeah,
earlier.
Someone called in earlier, gave us a... I guess that is your drums' names now, because...
Yeah, there we go.
We got a guy call in by the name of Nameless. So...
Nice.
That's him. That's him. That's your drums.
There you go. That's what it is now.
Doing so cool. Good.
Henceforth.
So, is there anything y'all want to leave your and our listeners with? Like, you know, new album stuff? Come out... Well,
really
of course, come out
new
to...
Album stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely want people to go out and listen to the singles. I mean, I think that's going to be your best indicator of, like, mm-hmm. where the sound is going as a band. So, you know, you can find that on just, like... Spotify or wherever, you know, wherever, you know, you find music. It's all over the interwebs, so.
And check out our YouTube page. We recently just put up a list of our newest, a playlist of our newest videos is up there right off the bat. So you can watch our old stuff, but you can also see the top 10 new things that we've done, which is new songs that aren't even out yet that will probably be on the new album in spring. So, and we'd also love to see you at Cheatham Street and Stubbs if you're listening to this in Austin, too, coming up soon.
Cool. Well, this has been Fair City Fire. Thank y'all so much for coming out. It's been a great time talking with y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. And we got some music coming up for ya on KTSW Other Side Drive.